All right, we started Baruch Shamar, a very long Baruch Shamar. We started, last week, and Rav Shua pointed out that the first half of Baruch Shamar, before the Baruch Atah Hashem, has 10 Baruchs. There are 10 references to Baruch, and there... Ten baruchs, baruch shama, yalom baruchu, baruch ha'im eviyazim, b'kazim b'kayim, baruch ha'im b'rejus, etc. So baruch, there are the 10 expressions of baruch, and he started by referring to baruch shama, yalom baruchu, the baruch which has to do with the creation of the world, which is what we praise, and then baruch ha'im b'rejus, we did last time as well, not only Hashem created originally, but Oseh Bereishis on an ongoing manner, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, creating or giving life to the world. Gimel Baruch Eimer V'Oseh. So, now there will be a small difference in Oseh Bereishis and Eimer V'Oseh, as we'll see. Let's know what he says, and then we'll see in a moment. In Beis, on Baruch Oseh Bereishis, Rav Schwab said that the original Bria is continuous. The idea that existence doesn't happen on its own. Existence happens because there's an infusion of chiyus to the world on a steady basis by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Gimel, Baruch Eimeh V'Oseh, Rav Schwab explains as follows. Shemahave Devarav V'Oseh Shiyu Kayomim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives his words existence, and continued kayomim that they continue to exist. Shapirish ani Hashem neman la ames devarai. Literally, I am trustworthy to make my words be truthful. Ayin shamber Rashi. Shiftati lavrom isachol Yaakov los islam eretz Kanan. Avlushmi Hashem lo inedati lahem. I promised the Avos I would give them the land of Eretz Yisrael. Ushmi Hashem and the name Yudkei Vavkei, I did not tell them. Pirish loyni karti lam b'midas amito shali. Shmi Hashem la'ameis devarei. Shavi eftachtim v'loy kiyamtim. In the lives of the Avos, the words were promises that were unfulfilled. They were unfulfilled promises. L'chein emor l'vnei Yisrael ani Hashem anem l'kayim. Now, ani Hashem is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mekayim. That's what he had promised. So Baruch Eimeh V'Oseh is sort of a praise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eimer V'Oseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says and it keeps his word. So Eimer V'Oseh here is a reference to Kadosh Baruch Hu's promises that don't fall to the wayside. So that Kadosh Baruch Hu's dibur had a key in creating the world, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu's kaviyachlis promises ani Hashem akayim, they're solid. On Yom Nairam, we say Havadai Shemai. Okay, tell us Havadai Shemai, Vadai. We say Chazal that Kadosh Baruch Hu has Kiviyachal has 70 names that he's referred to in different places, Rachum Chanun, etc. So Vadai is one of those references. The explanation of Vadai Shemai is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is unchanging. Whatever he is Vadai Shemai. There's a Vadois, tis Mitzius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not affected by time. All change comes from time. A person gets some inspiration, he makes up to do something, and then time passes and it changes. That's the way we are. Time changes things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, is constant, is unchanging. That's the idea of Vadai Shemai. Oimer V'Oseh, Hashem says and then keeps his word.
Seems to be a chisalim. If he has to say,
doesn't God have a good crack with us? Yeah. It's true. Both Baruch Haimei Vais and Baruch Geyser Mekayim, the next one, seem to be very, very small types of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you keep your word. Well, I would hope so, at the very least, that a good person keeps his word. And therefore the Ani Hashem. Now, the Pshat is, as I told you, that by human being, time brings change. A person keeps his word, but not with the same enthusiasm as he makes his promise. But there's something more to it. I'd like to share with you a thought. We say in the Slichas, it struck me the first night of Slichas, we say, Asei imanu, kamayi shehiftachtanu. God, do to us as you promised us. Now, it seems to be a little of a chutzpah, say, keep your word. Hashem, keep your word. Asei imanu shehiftachtanu. Now, I would understand if we're referring, let's say, to Mashiach coming. So we say, very good. Thank you. You're an Olim Avaisa. If we say, let's say, Hashem, you said you bring Mashiach, so it makes sense. Do with us as you promised. We mean, of course you'll do it. But do it quickly. That's all we say. Do to us as you promised us. That even when Christ was in Golos, you don't destroy us. So it seems like an inappropriate thing to say to God. Say, God, do what you promised. You said you won't destroy us, do it. Yeah, because you already promised. Well, why do we have to ask for it? What? Nevuah Shetayv is not Chayzer. So why do we have to say tefillah on something that's given? And this, I don't know, pardon me, what? Nevuah Shetayv, yeah.
The other way they could say.
The Vula Raka change, right? But the same Marav Sheftach Tanu, or Zlacholanu Bris Avais, Kasha Amartav Zchati Esprisi,